It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. As we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram on the hotline. Dave, how you doing?
Fine, Rocco, and a happy Thanksgiving week to you.
Oh, I am ready to get my feast going, that is for sure. I've been watching myself, pacing myself throughout the course of the week. No, I don't need that bag of chips. No, I don't need that extra popcorn tonight, because I have a big old feast to look forward to. So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully you and yours are looking forward to a nice gobbly day as well. But, hey, some final thoughts from this year's general election is what I wanted to start out with here today. Dave, you had some thoughts on this, I believe, in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. So we got some final results confirmed, looking at the voter turnout as well. So I'll just kind of turn things to you here, Dave. What are your final thoughts from this year's general election? What are some key notes to highlight, perhaps?
Yeah, basically just some of the key takeaways from the election, which the results were certified by the Lorain County Board of Elections on Monday with no real surprises. There were no recounts. So no races were too close, kind of too close to call at this point. So the final results that you can see on the Board of Elections website are the final results, as we say. There were a few, kind of key takeaways. Number one, there was a major Republican push to win seats on Elyria and Lorain City Councils, with one exception in Elyria's third ward. There weren't any Republicans that actually ended up taking those seats. Several came close in the Elyria, at-large race for council seats, but none succeeded. And Maurice Corbin won over Mark Jesse in Elyria's third ward. Of course, that was in part due to Councilman Jesse's legal woes. At this time, he is facing misdemeanor charges for attempting to solicit a sex worker online. And he was caught up, a couple weeks before the election in that issue. So Maurice Corbin is now your third ward councilman down there. And then there was one independent, Andrew Lippian, who took out Judy Keyes for the first ward in Elyria. So two changes, two major changes sort of on council there. With one, and actually it was kind of a net wash because Jack Baird, the lone Republican on Elyria City Council, is left that post, and he's now on the Lorain County Board of Elections, interestingly enough. Second of all, county residents didn't approve any new money for any countywide levies. The crime and coroner lab, levy failed again, by a closer vote. It was a closer vote this time. It was, 1,600, 1,700 votes. County commissioners might try again for a crime lab levy. We'll see what, they can do. Overall, it was just no additional money for the county. There was an excise tax on hotel beds, on hotel stays that also failed. That would have created a convention center board, and the county was going to try to create a convention center. Both Commissioner Dave Moore, a Republican, and Commissioner Matt Lundy, a Democrat, we're in favor of this, and we're kind of pushing for that to happen. It's not going to happen just yet. And third, and sort of finally, some of the most significant turnout in this year's general election race was in Vermilion, where Mayor Jim Forthover was reelected over challenger Jerry Kyle. Pretty clean race. Both men, seemed very very capable. Mayor Forthover's been in there for a few years after being on council. Jerry Kyle's pretty well known. He used to run a car dealership in the city, and still works at another one. Works at Pat O'Brien, and so they fought a pretty clean race. Both men were very said that they had respect for the other and would continue to work for the betterment of the citizens there. But heavy turnout in Vermilion.
Holy cow, a clean political race where you have both candidates admitting mutual respect for one another. Dave O'Brien, that is almost unheard of in today's day and age with some of the, well, I guess I shouldn't say unheard of, at least on the national stage with the political scene. Gosh, that can be very hard to come by. So good to hear a clean race there, and thank you for filling us in on the details on the final results there from this year's general election. Everything official now here in November. So, Dave, the other story I wanted to talk about here with you today, talking about the Planning Commission in Avon delaying development on some luxury living spaces again over there in Avon. So I believe Kevin Martin had more details on this. What can you share with us?
Yeah, so this was this is a plan that's been actually a couple of years in development, and it's a proposed 37-home subdivision on the east side of Nagel Road, north of Mills, and basically the the developer had kind of a what the Avon Law Director called it kind of an unconventional request, and basically that was to the Planning Commission to forward its preliminary plans onto City Council, Pete Restivo, the developer, said, they weren't asking council to take any action, but if there were any outstanding issues regarding the project, wanted council to be able to ask questions, to be able to address some of those things in kind of a public forum. And he said, they've been in front of the Planning Commission for 2 years. Plans are viable. They have issues that they think that council needs to hear and to resolve. Planning Commission's kind of done all the, done all the legwork, prior, and this may affect sort of Avon's master plan as in regards to traffic and sanitary sewer and how the city kind of connects and everything connects to the nearby neighborhoods. So they have this plan, but there's some hesitancy on the side of the Planning Commission to fulfill this request. So. It has a lot to do with sort of a sewer connection, that digs a little deeper into things than I think we need to go into right now. But these engineering plans have been under review. Minor issues should be taken care of. There's sort of a push on the side of the developer to kind of get this kind of thing done. Cities, I don't want to say balking. I don't think it's fair to say, but. Planning Commission has to do its diligence, and then, their recommendations go to council. That's the way, sort of the way it works. There should be a return of the, and this plan is also called a Grand Esplanade. So that should return to the Planning Commission in the middle of next month, in the middle of December.
All right. Well, we will certainly keep our eyes on this as it progresses or doesn't progress, I guess, more so in this instance. So thank you for filling us again in on the details with that one. Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat, again brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram working on this holiday week as far as upcoming stories go?
We got a couple things. It's sort of a short week, obviously, with right. Thanksgiving, so we're going to have some fun little Thanksgiving stories, hopefully, for you. And Second Harvest always doing the heavy lifting when it comes to feeding those in need. So we'll have a story coming out of Second Harvest, and that should be kind of interesting with a special guest volunteer who will be helping out there. And so we'll have some coverage on that. And then just basically whatever else. Hopefully no exploding frozen turkeys. we had a story the other day about the Elyria Fire Department trying to tell people, hey, look, don't just drop a frozen turkey into boiling hot oil. It didn't quite go according to plan. They're hoping for some flames and kind of a larger safe explosion, if you will. Didn't quite go. According to how they wanted to do the demonstration, but hopefully everybody stays safe. No fires, no accidentally you're cutting yourself with the carving knife.
Right.
None of that kind of stuff. No real serious fights over white meat versus dark. Nothing too crazy. I have actually reported on a story, but there was a story that happened some years ago where there was unfortunately a rather nasty fight over who gets what off of the turkey.
Oh,
I have covered in the past.
Unbelievable, folks. There's enough stuffing to go around. All right, like we can be patient, at ease, everyone. But all jokes aside there, Dave, hopefully everybody does have a safe and easy, relaxing holiday here this week. Certainly looking forward to your guys' coverage there. And a shout out to the Second Harvest, man. I'll tell you what, they are busy all year long helping out with food distributions, food pantries, you name it. Second Harvest is doing it if it's getting food out to the community. So big shout out to them, no question. All right, that brings us to the end here, Dave, and my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
I'm going to give you one from the city of Cleveland, again from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner over on Twitter. A disturbance reported at Lakeview Cemetery. A caller reports a squatter in the cemetery who has set up camp and has a fire going.
Aww.
He's offering to cook up something for passerby.
Well, that is, come on. Now you got to have some respect for them in there. You can't just, I guess you got to do what you got to do sometimes. But, oh, interesting story there. So, Dave, thank you for the entertaining scanner story, as always. And thank you for the insight into what's going on around Lorain County, what you guys got going over there at the Chronicle Telegram. Again, check them out. Pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today, or check out that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you again very much. Have a great, safe holiday weekend. Holiday week, I should say, into the holiday weekend. And looking forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you later.